What would make it painless? I have a joyous life, but I see a lot of agony around me.
You cannot create in the experience of another because you cannot think their thoughts. And it is their thought that they are thinking, or the word that they are speaking,
true,
or the act that they are doing that is bringing forth the emotional response from their inner being.
Mm-hmm.
They are creating their own agony by giving thought to that which they do not want. Now, what you can do for them is set the example of joy, become a being who thinks only that which he is wanting, that speaks of only that which he is wanting, that does only that which he is wanting, and therefore brings forth only joyful emotion. Therefore, you would be an example of joy.
So I can do that, and I can focus on what I'm wanting, that joy, and I can allow them to have whatever experience they want to have, because if I focus on their painful experience, I will now create pain in my own experience.
That is correct.
And I'll be setting that example.
That is correct.
And so the key is just continuing to seek joy myself, set that example, and allow others, really allow them to have whatever experience they're creating for themselves.
You will know when you have reached the point of allowing them to be or do or have whatever they want, when as you are aware that they are doing it, you are not feeling negative emotion about it. When you are allower, you are feeling joy, observing the experience of all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You have come full circle with your questions.
Yeah, I see
that. In helping us explain the three laws that are so very important. For as you understand this important law of attraction and understand the deliberate process for creating, giving thought in the direction of what is wanted to the point that you have great powerful emotion that comes forth from inner being which helps you in your creating, then you are understanding that you need not bring into your experience anything that you are not wanting, as you become so good at it that you do not give thought to that which you do not want. And then you will be allower, for then you will not be threatened by others, for you will recognize that even as they sit in the same room with you, as you do not give your attention to what you do not want, they will not be a part of your experience. You will attract no negative experience unless you give thought with emotion, you see. The thought always brings forth the emotion. As you are thinking a thought or speaking a word or giving action, then your inner being is offering the emotion in response to that thought, word, or action.
So how can we have a thought about something that's negative and not have an emotional response to it?
You cannot. And we would not suggest that you try. In other words, to say, never have negative emotion would be the same as saying, do not have a guidance system. Pay no attention to your guidance system, and that is not what we are saying. The key is, as you are having a little thought,
mm-hmm.
you will have a little negative emotion.
Yes.
And if you are sensitive to the way that you feel, you will change the thought.
Yes.
And it is easy to do when it is a small thought
yes.
and a small emotion.
Yes.
It is much harder when it is a big thought and a big emotion. And the emotion will be proportionate in power to the amount of thought that you have amassed by law of attraction. The longer you stay focused upon what you do not want, the greater and more powerful that thought will become. And so as you are sensitive to your emotions, and you get off the subject very quickly, then you will not gather the power, you see.
Could you, in this last few moments or minutes, give us some words that we could use to help attract to us a variety of things like perfect health?
I want perfect health.
Perfect prosperity.
I want prosperity.
Great relationships.
I want great relationships.
Positive, non-physical experiences.
I'm wanting to attract those who are in harmony with me, physical and non-physical.
And continual joyous growth?
I am a growth-seeking being.
And that attracts it?
I am healthy. I am prosperous. I am happy. I am filled with joy.
Mm-hmm.
I am interacting with those who are in harmony. I am, I am, I am. As you see yourself as that, it is from that magnetic base that you will attract more.